Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the third day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 85 degrees for the Klamath Basin and a low of 52 degrees and fire warnings. That's what we need. It's about time to choke to death. Anywho, we're on top of that moral high ground, guys. We're at the top of the fucking mountain now. We'll come back and see if there's anything that'll move us down, the son of a bitch, towards the fucking enemy. We'll give it a go just as soon as we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see if we can find a reason to charge down that fucking moral high ground and hit that fucking enemy and get rid of them, son of a bitches. I mean, there's got to be something that will outrage us enough to fucking do it. I got to believe it. I mean, we got Hunter Biden here at the top of the fucking page with the little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes doing crack cocaine. But there was one here I wanted to look at. I mean, I think it's just a video, but you got to go see it. Chinese organ harvesters caught with frozen children. And go to the site and look at this video. It shows babies in fucking coolers. I mean, I'm going to play it.
They got them caught. People are kicking the shit out of them. And opening up the cooler and this little kid, like fucking maybe a year and a half. Maybe 2 years old, little babies in coolers.
Harvesting our organs, people. Is that enough to get your gander up yet? Unbelievable. Man. Let's see what else we got going here. Oh, we talked about Africa yesterday, you know. I can't remember, was there, you know, they're going to go in and help them with their uranium, and there's different factions forming up in France, and the United States might have to get involved. South Africa, 300,000 firearms were seized from white farmers following a constitutional court decision that required the owners to surrender their weapons, and they just handed them over. Are you going to hand your fucking weapon over? I ain't handing my weapon over. I'll fight you to the fucking death. You may get it, but man, I'm going to get a few of you motherfuckers too. But then, I mean, this shows just, I mean, a big line of fucking cars Another video, of course, just in, the Biden administration has picked its replacement for Anthony Fauci, I'm sorry, as the new head of the NIAID, Dr. Gene Mararazzo, fucking weird bitch, fanatical and outspoken supporter of COVID lockdowns, the World Health Organization vaccine, and mask mandates for adults. Well, bring it on, bitch. I mean, you look so fucking tough to me. I'm looking at you and I'm shaking, thinking about what you are going to do to me. You fucking send your fucking, mercenaries, whoever you want, you cunt. You will hang from a fucking hemp rope before this is all over with you, bitch. You treasonous whore. You fucking lowlife son of a bitch and piece of shit. And again, I can't play this because we can't get it over the phone lines, but we're going to work on that this weekend. House COVID panel requests briefing on fall vaccine plans from the CDC head. See, she's got your new head of the CDC. There she is right there. Okay, the House Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus Pandemic has requested that Mandy Cohen, the recently appointed director of the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, answer questions on federal government's plan for a COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's never existed. COVID-19 does not exist. It's fucking bullshit. It's all been one big fucking propaganda scam to try to fucking relieve the people of their property and their fucking rights, plain and simple. And their fucking lives, by the way. You throw vaccine in here. There is no fucking vaccine, you lying cunt. That was all, you admitted it. I mean, they fucking come out, I said this before, and they'll tell you it's not a vaccine. Then it's a vaccine again every time you fucking read about it, and they throw it in fucking 20 fucking articles. COVID-19 vaccine campaign this fall. Good luck with that, bitch. I mean, what's it going to take, man? Fucking who wants to go get these motherfuckers? I do. Answer questions on federal government's plan for COVID-19 campaign this fall. In a letter to Cohen, Subcommittee Chairman Brad Winstrup, Republican Ohio, always got to be propaganda, the COVID-19, we'll probably hear that 90 times, but Republicans and Democrats who don't fucking exist, it's all a fucking fraud. It's been a fraud since it was the inception of the fucking fraud. Back in fucking 1862 or 3, whenever fucking Lincoln declared fucking martial law without authority to do so and in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. In particular, the 9th article, which said you have no fucking authority, nobody can have the authority to take away a natural right that belongs to the individual. There's only one way it can be done, and that's through the procedure in the common law, which is that fucking Bill of Rights, which contains the maximums and the fucking procedure that must be followed. Burr fucking Batum. You don't miss a fucking comma. You don't miss a fucking period. And before you can get jurisdictional authority to do anything to any American fucking national, and you fucking try doing it otherwise, you get fucking shot. We're at the second article. It's fucking time. That his request for information was made in response to a recent interview the director gave the Spectrum News. In the interview, Cohen said, "I don't want to get ahead of where our scientists are here." Fuck you, scientists. I tell you, we're going to hang you in your white fucking coats. I hope you realize that. Hang. And I don't mean we're not going to snap your fucking neck. We're going to winch you up and you're going to choke to death. Scientists, because you are fucking treasonous pieces of fucking shit trying to kill us. You are the goddamn enemy combatants. You have declared war on the jurisdictional authority of the American nationals, and we will fight you. Scientists are here and doing that evaluation work, but yes, we anticipate that COVID will become similar to flu shots, where it is going to be you get your annual flu shot and you get your annual COVID shot. COVID doesn't fucking exist. All COVID was the fucking flu, because there was zero flu fucking statistics for that the fucking year that COVID came out. I mean, we're not stupid. We know what the fuck this is. Why do you keep throwing it up? Come and do it, you son of a bitches. I mean, I've never heard no more mouthier fucking people than you communist, fascist, capitalist fucking pricks in my whole fucking life. You run your fucking mouth. You won't step up, though, will you? Westrup wrote that it was unclear if the science supports such a recommendation. Shit. If this anticipated CDC recommendation occurs, it will mark a significant change in federal policy and guidelines regarding COVID-19. Here it is again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We fucking know it. You fucking know it. We all fucking know it. COVID-19 does not exist. Never did. And there is no fucking vaccine. It is a biological kill agent made to fucking cull the fucking world population. And yet that's what you've been doing with it. You murdering fucking crimes against humanity, you butchers. And the way in which they are utilizing, you killed a lot of people's goddamn loved ones, you motherfuckers. You got some comeuppance coming to you. In the way in which they are utilized, he said, the Ohio congressman requested that Cohen provide the select subcommittee with documents and communications having to do with vaccine. It ain't fucking no vaccine. Keep throwing it in there. Vaccine. No, it ain't. It's not by your own admission, you motherfuckers. And you're not going to just come back and think you're going to gobble us with fucking repeating it. It's like calling our fucking second article the Second Amendment. It's fucking not. Separate fucking law. We're the fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority. You are the fucking peon piss ants that we are getting ready to fucking get rid of. Recommendations as well as a briefing from the CDC next week. Cohen kicked off her tenure as the new CDC director last month. She previously served as the head of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. A fucking fuck you. You can't have it. We never gave you no permission to have fucking any kind of authority over us in any kind of fucking guise. The ninth article says no. And also worked at the Center for Medicaid Services during the Obama administration. President Biden, he isn't no fucking president. He's a corporate appointee of King Chuck. He is a corporate fucking monarch. He's not a king by any stretch. He's probably like a duke of fucking pedophile, a pedophilic duke. So when you guys go out there to fucking play this vote fucking game again, you retards, you Trump-tards, you fucking idiot, stupid son of a bitches, go out there to play. Remember what you're doing. It's no longer the lesser of two evils. It's which fucking pedophile that pedophiles little children that are cut up and fucking for their fucking body parts while they're alive. That's what you're choosing between. I like that, and I get a bigger paycheck when he's the one cutting up the little kids, don't you know? Appointment of Cohen did not require Senate confirmation, though. Some Republican, oh, fuck you, Republican. Here we see going left and right. This is fucking pure fucking propaganda. This is from the Ministry of Lies. Republican lawmakers did express their opposition to her before she assumed the role. Whoa, did you really? Whoa, aren't you the fucking heroes of the day? In a June letter to Biden, GOP lawmakers, including Chip Roy, Texas, Brian Donald, Florida, Debbie Lesko, Arizona, as well as Senator Ted Cruz, Texas, Mike Lee, Utah, and J.D. Vance, Ohio, said they believe Cohen to be unfit to lead the CDC. Well, that's why she's fucking there. She's quite fit, if you understand the fucking mission of the CDC, isn't she? The hell are you talking about? Oh, let's see. We've got some controlled opposition here coming out. We could go vote. So we go vote for these people. Go vote, and they're going to stop. What have they stopped yet, bitch? Hey, if they're on that moral high ground, get your fucking binoculars out. Look down there. Look at those little kids in those fucking coolers. And tell me they have stopped anything. These motherfuckers are going for fucking broke all the fucking way. They're losing their asses. I mean, they're back on their heels. Everybody fucking knows. It's everybody dealing with their fucking conscience at this fucking point. Are you going to fucking allow this shit? Many of their criticisms were related to Cohen's support of coronavirus vaccine. COVID-19, coronavirus vaccinations, mask wearing, and viral mitigation methods in school. They also argued she was too left-wing to lead the nonpartisan fucking part. There is no partisan in the fucking law. Law is fucking fat, motherfuckers. There's no left, no right, no Republicans, no Democrats, no fucking conservatives, no fucking liberals. There's nothing but fucking law or there ain't. And there is law there. We have the fucking law. All we have to do is have the fucking courage to fucking enforce it. All this shit goes away. Some of us are going to have to fucking die. Some of us have fucking faced that fact. But maybe you have to, maybe you just need to ask yourself, you need to look at those little babies in those coolers and know that they're doing that shit all over the fucking world. Not to mention the child trafficking, not to mention the goddamn video at the top of the fucking front page of From the Trenches. It shows fucking Hunter Biden with little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes crawling all over his fucking nasty ass as he's weighing out his fucking crack cocaine. They also argued she was too left-wing to lead the nonpartisan agency. Fucking fuck you. Fuck your propaganda. You got your words in and we got ours in. There's more of us than there ever was of you, you motherfuckers. We will wipe your asses out. One of Cohen's first tasks as CDC director will be carrying out a fall vaccine campaign against, here it is, COVID-19. We all know it don't exist. You fucking have admitted it, you motherfuckers. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You know how many more of us are saying COVID-19 doesn't exist than are saying it? Fucking COVID-19. It's bullshit, and you fucking know it. Coronavirus 19, because it was 2019, you see, don't you? Fucking, or whatever. Both Moderna and Pfizer were recently filed for authorization from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, for their updated shots. I mean, they've been fucking busted that they're fucking, these shots are killing fucking people. They've admitted that they're purposely culling the world population with these fucking shots. But hey, the FDA, who's, I mean, these are just like the fucking regulators back in 08. You know, they're fucking the ones that you're paying to watch your fucking back, the FDA, and not let nothing bad get through. But the FDA is the one that fucking okayed the fucking emergency use of their fucking poison, their fucking goddamn biological weapons before they'd even been stuck in a fucking rat. I mean, this, your propaganda ain't going to fucking work. For their updated shots that protect against the XBB 1.5 Omicron subvariant. I mean, they're sitting in these, they're in these labs all over the fucking world, people, in these secret fucking labs, and they're creating new ways to kill us. They are on, they intend to fucking wipe out goddamn humanity. A handful. And we're not getting them, man. Which currently accounts for about 1.5 coronavirus cases in the United States. Even before the public health emergency, which was declared, before the fucking shit had even been put in a fucking rat so you could put it in people, because people are, I mean, let's just face it right now. People fucking are goyim. They're soulless animals. They're like a cow. If you want to fucking experiment around on them, hell, you can. Do you own them? Under that 14th fucking amendment, that unlawful, treasonous, fraudulent 14th fucking amendment, they're your subjects. You can do what you want with them. And you're the sovereign, right? Well, you ain't my fucking sovereign, motherfucker. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. And you can suck my ass. You try sticking that shit in me, I'll stick a bullet through your fucking head. Even before the public health emergency for the pandemic ended, health officials had said that the United States was likely moving towards annual immunizations. You move all you fucking want. Annually, you'll get fucking your asses blowed off. You fucking try this shit. Well, quit running your fucking cunt mouth and do it. Against the coronavirus. Now they're here over here calling it the coronavirus. I thought it was COVID-19. Well, COVID stands for fucking coronavirus. It means the flu. Flu 19. I mean, that's what they're calling it because they've never been able to fucking, there's no cure for the common cold. Remember? I mean, this is the biggest bunch of fucking horse shit that was ever fucking laid upon this fucking ground. Akin to how annual flu shots are administered. In the absence of dramatically different variants, we likely are moving towards a path with a variation or vaccination cadence, I guess it is, similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine. Well, so you think you're going to shiv this shit? You just keep on a killing and nobody's going to kill you back? You're fucking wrong. People have had it with your fucking asses, you stupid pricks. Even the dumbest of the dumb know what's going on. But now the fucking people who are fucking decent people, they have to start looking in the mirror and looking at pictures of little kid. I mean, goddamn, maybe fucking 2 years old in a fucking cooler froze for fucking body parts as the people are beating down the son of a bitches that were hauling them to sell them in that multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, there's money to be made here. Now, here we go again. Influenza vaccine, with annual COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You're full of fucking shit. This is all a fucking goddamn operation. This is a culling operation. This is crimes against humanity. This is attempting to commit genocide on the fucking majority of the fucking planet. And you fuckers think you're going to get away with this? You're not. You wait till man. Just like in fucking South Africa and taking the fucking guns and shit. You know, they know that the fucking times are coming. Tick, 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 tick. That clock's ticking. And we got fucking, whatever you think we got probably three times that much, and you don't know what the fuck else we got. Shots match to the currently circulating strains of most of the population. Anthony Fauci, former chief medical advisor to the president, said last year, vaccine enthusiasm has dwindled. Really? That'll happen when people keep dropping dead after they take they're dumb enough to take something from you fucking murdering pricks. Oh yeah, my buddy took it there. He dropped dead. I don't think I'm going to do that. Enthusiasm was dwindled significantly since the first shots were made available at the end of 2020. The CDC stopped updating vaccine administration data at the end of PHE in May. And at the time, only 17% of the U.S. had gotten an updated boost shot. Didn't take you long to learn. You're fucked because you did take it. It's in you. And you fucked a lot of us because you typhoid meritus with your goddamn shedding. And so we'll eventually die of this too. Thank you very much, all you ignorant son of a bitches. We needed you to do that. You have killed, you people that went out there just thinking that, I'm smarter than every fucking buddy else and put that fucking poison in your fucking body. You fucking killed people. You've killed a lot of people. You killed my wife, motherfuckers. I'm telling you, there's so much fucking bent up anger out here and fucking craving fucking revenge. You can't even fucking imagine it. You think the jungle is going to fucking explode and it's going to rip your fucking asses we'll rip you apart barehanded, tear your fucking arms off, tear your fucking legs off, rip your scalp off. You pieces of fucking shit. How dare you say, I should live and you should fucking die. You fucking scumbags. Using our own resources, well, we let them do it. That's a fucking fact, but goddamn, how people ever trusted them, I really don't get it. Really? Journalism professor claims children should be exposed to adult genitalia to prepare them for seeking naked trans people. Seeing naked trans people in locker rooms in shocking jab at swimmer Riley Gaines. And, you know, she's the chick that they're bringing these dudes in. The fucking guy shaves his fucking beard, shaves his fucking legs and claims he's a fucking woman. He's a fucking swimmer. He's going to outswim the women because men are just physically fucking stronger than women. That's just that's nature. There's some things women can do better than men can do, and there's some things men can do better than women can do. But fucking when it comes to fucking athletic shit, the man has always been the fucking warrior. Supposed to be anyway. You sit on your asses, so many of you, with those little fucking phones and shit, playing games that you fucking have fucked your skeletal fucking structure up to you can't even fight. This is by Joe Hutchinson from daily.com, dailymail.com. A university professor has claimed kids should be exposed to adult genitalia to prepare them for the responsibility of seeing a naked trans person, possibility of seeing a naked trans person in a shocking jab at swimmer Riley Gaines. And this is Galen sent this in. Thank you, Galen. We'll continue reading here. Possibly, okay, journalism professor Dr. Katja Theme made the comment in a Twitter post she shared criticizing swimmer and woman's right advocate Riley Gaines. Looks like Thami, who teaches at the University of British Columbia, had been tweeted a video of Gaines explaining the effects of having to compete against a fucking man, not transgender, my fucking ball sack. There is biologically, it is a fucking mathematical fact that there are only two fucking genders, man and woman. There is no trans in it. You can fucking dress up like a fucking woman if you're a fucking freak and you don't, and you just a disgusting son of a bitch, but you better stay the fuck away from me. Swimmer and Lia Thomas against transgender swimmer Lia Thomas. What was his name? Lloyd? What was your name before, you fucking freak? In a lengthy response to the video in which Thema, Thiam, I don't know, T-H-I-E, Thiam me blasted Gaines, she also tweeted, hey, want to know one of my all-time excellent parenting ideas. Here's her all-time excellent parenting idea. Let little children see penises and vulvas of various ages and sizes in a casual, normalized, totally safe way. I mean, you talk about a contradiction of fucking terms. That, I mean, my dad's generation would have fucking already killed these. They'd already fought these fuckers. But see, they just keep incrementally pushing it in. We're on that moral high ground, guys. We got the right to come charging down off it and fucking waste these motherfuckers, you know. They've declared war on us. They've declared war on our law. They've declared war on our freedom and our liberty. And goddamn if they aren't attacking our children to the point of the little babies and goddamn coolers. Wow. Really. Gaines' picture here had competed against the transgender swimmer Lia Thomas in the NCAA championship in March 2022. She continued, the world will thank you for it, and so will those children when they grow up. Themes also hit back at Gaines, who has become a leading voice against the inclusion of transgender athlete in women's sports. Gaines had competed after tying for fifth against controversial trans swimmer Lia Thomas at last year's NCAA championship. You go there and you say, is that a fucking man or is that a woman? You have to say it's a man because there's only two, there's no other fucking third fucking sex in this goddamn world. It doesn't exist. It's a scientific fucking fact. It's a natural fucking fact. A dude fucking beat the chick. Oh, really? That's fucking surprising. I wonder how the dude would do up against other dudes. I mean, she previously said the experience of racing Thomas, I guess T-H-O, we'll call him Thomas, who raced in the men's, who rate, now listen, she previously said that experiencing the racing, experience of racing Thomas, who raced in the men's competition until 2019, felt like I was going into a race with my hands tied behind my back. So this guy was a professional swimmer, probably meaty fucking yoker in the men's fucking division, shaved his fucking hair off his fucking body, took a couple of fucking hormone treatments, and now he's the baddest fucking swimmer in the women's fucking league. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, people. You know, women pushed so they could be a part of sports, and this is, reminds me of the old lady from fucking Romania. This is verbatim what they fucking did there. And in the end, and now I'm seeing the women that are real fucking women. They're going, they're fucking us all, man. They're screwing the, our own fucking women are those pieces of shit. They're not women, are fucking screwing us all. Because I mean, goddamn, now you don't have your own fucking league. You can't shine. You can't show that you're the best for your gender, which is man and woman. And you get fucking dusted by some mediocre fucking dude who couldn't make it up again when swimming against men. So he just became a fucking, I just said, oh, I'm transgender. I can beat women. Well, yeah, you can. That don't mean shit because you're a dude. As a dude, you're lower than a fucking, you're lower than a snake's belly in a wagon track. Tearful about the emotional effect it had on her that Thomas was holding the trophy, which she had won. That's just whining. What a sore, not even loser. Fuck you, you fucking freak. You fucking freaks are going in the fucking ground. Every goddamn one of you. You fucking should have never gotten our face. You're about 0.004% of the population. We'll wipe you out in a fucking day. The professor also claimed that incidents involving women who are uncomfortable after encountering biological males in locker rooms fuel anti-trans activism. Not a fucking woman that doesn't want a man in the goddamn dressing room. That's as old as the fucking hills and old as the rocks. You don't fucking do it. Not in a civilized fucking society. You don't fucking do it. All these things you think you're going to push on us, you are going to get you killed. Plain and fucking simple, it's going to get you killed. Her thread continued. Teenage girl on the swim team sees or claims to have seen trans person in the nude in the women's change room. Her anti-trans parents are parents kick into high gear. I would say they ain't even fucking parents. If they allow this, their kid to be in a school where this shit could even thoughtfully happen. What can you say? I guess our generation is, we're getting old, guys, man. Either we're going to do this fucking thing or we're not. And we better fucking do it, and we better do it now. The lean on coaches tell trans folks to change elsewhere. Coach says, no, we can't. That's discriminatory. Man, you think about when you were a kid in high school. If you got caught, you just snuck in the girls' dressing room. And you didn't know, and you just got a peek at the fucking, they would fucking, they'd throw your ass out of school. You'd probably go for shit, man. You might get thrown out forever out of school. That's just something. I mean, everything that's taboo in a decent society, they're trying to act like it's norm. You fuckers are not normal. And as abnormal motherfuckers, you don't fucking scare us one goddamn bit. We will wipe your fucking asses out. You're just some garbage we need to clean up. They lean on the club administration, send a warning message to all members of that trans folk are using these facilities. Admin says, hell no, that's crazy and would be very wrong. They contact Riley Gaines or other transphobes. I'm a transphobe. You guys are transphobe? If you're a transphobe, raise your fucking hand and count yourself as a human being of their choice. They organize protest events, meetings, hearings, and whatnot, I guess is what it says. Since her thread theme has now turned on her Twitter profile, privatedailymail.com have approached her for comment. James has been widely criticized, with one person claiming her tweet was the definition of grooming. And yes, it is, you fucking freaks. You're not going to get it, man. It is unfucking natural. And people feel it, feel unnatural things. It's in our DNA. Oh, that's right. You want to change that, don't you? Is that why you want to change our DNA? So that we are not repulsed by two men with beards kissing one another? So we're not repulsed by fucking these freaks acting like they're goddamn women competing in women's fucking sports? Oh, goddamn, you're a star. Yeah, you can beat a woman. Yeah, any mediocre swimmer would fucking beat a fucking girl because men are fucking superior to women in that field. But there's things that women can do that they're superior to men. I mean, that's what makes us fucking all individuals. That's what makes life so fucking special. One person said, so now to accommodate men in frocks, we have to routinely expose genitalia to kids. Do these people never consider other people have different beliefs? They see, it's just a tiny bit. That's why there's so much fucking propaganda. These fuckers would be so easy to wipe out. And they're just it's just a faction to piss you off. So you ain't looking at fucking and trying to normalize this shit so that fucking Hunter Biden doesn't look so bad with them fucking little girls. And all of them are guilty. You know, Trumpy, he went to fucking pedophile island, fucking Clinton. I got to believe the fucking every fucking son of a bitch in one of them is a fucking child pedophile. And look at fucking Obama pushing the fucking LGBTQ XYZ shit. I think his old lady's a fucking dude. I mean, God damn it. I mean, these slime balls, I mean, communists, that's what they are. They'll take the slime balls, slither them into fucking place. But they've been placed there through the Masonic fucking lodges. Don't you ever forget about those bastards, because we will never have a free country as long as there is a Masonic fucking lodge left on this goddamn continent. You understand that? As long as there's one left on the world, there will never be fucking true freedom. Because it is a fucking private fucking, they take an oath that goes above any other oath that they would ever take. So, and it is about fucking secret fucking society about, you know, good old boy, I help you, you help me. And they admit it. They know it. Those are the ground troops that have accomplished this fucking debauchery we are living in. The ones in the lower that just starting out, they don't know that we're worshipful masters. We believe in God. I'll tell you what, the man who wrote the fucking ceremonies that you are going through was fucking Aleister Crowley. And fucking, I'll tell you right now, he was no worshiper of any God. And he called Christianity a fucking slave religion. Plain and simple. That was your fucking, that's the man that wrote the fucking, all these things they're having you do, these goddamn ceremonies. That's who fucking wrote them, buddy. While another shared, if this woman has children, she needs to be investigated. She is sick. Gaines has previously slammed her rival, Leah Thomas, after she called on President Biden to let transgender student athletes compete against their chose gender unimpeded. Yeah, if you're, let's have just a separate one for transgenders. You're a transgender, oh, then you have to compete against somebody that you can't beat. I mean, if you just got to compete against the girls, well, you got to fucking, it's cakewalk. And it makes it look like transgenders are superior because they're super women. No, they're not. You're a fucking dude. You're fucking, you're not a fucking woman at all. You didn't, this woman Gaines, she won. Everybody, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she fucking won. Because you shouldn't even have been there. You should have been arrested for what you were trying to fucking do. Gaines was left disgruntled after Thomas appeared in a video slamming Biden's proposal to alter current Title IV civil rights law, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools. Well, there's only two fucking sexes, man and woman. So this son of a bitch is in violation of that because he is a fucking man, and he is fucking violating the women's right to compete against one another and on a level playing field. Another posted, this is the absolute definition of grooming. I would be interested to see if the university has done anything about this. Though knowing how liberalism is, see the fuck your liberalism, no fucking sickism, shitism, is so pervasive in academia and in Canada, I sadly doubt it. They probably cheered her on. They probably fucking did. While another shared, if this woman has children, she needs to be investigated. She is sick. Yeah, she's sicker than a son of a bitch. Sick in the fucking head. And this is what they want. If they can cram this down your throat, they can make a slave out of you. That's what they know. If they can get you to fucking accept this fucking shit and not do anything about it, you can be enslaved. No fucking doubt about it. Gaines had previously slammed her rival, Leah Thomas, after she called on President Biden to let transgender student athletes compete against their chose gender unimpeded. Yeah, there you go. You freaks. See who shows up for the freak show. Gaines was less disgruntled after Thomas appeared in a video slamming Biden's proposal to alter the current Title IV civil rights law, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools. I'll tell you what. You can only take this shit so fucking far, people, and everybody fucking knows it. And, we'll see how this turns out. I mean, we got on that moral high ground. I mean, and we can see down below us, we can see these freaks, fucking abominations, pedophiles, child murderers. I mean, just choose what disgusts you the most, and fuck, it's there for you. All you got to do is want to go do something about it, and you got to get up off your ass and do it and put yourself to the hazard, and some of us are going to fucking die. We have to. Because others were negligent in their fucking duty to enforce the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, where some of us are going to have to die. More every day you let these motherfuckers entrench in our country as they pump more in, as they put more of this fucking bullshit down on fucking paper and intend to enforce it with fucking corporate fucking mercenaries. You're going to have to kill more mercenaries. You're going to have to kill more of these son of a bitches. You're going to have to run more fucking illegal aliens out of your fucking country. Every fucking day you wait is a fucking day that they dig in deeper. They're digging their own fucking trenches. And it's going to be a nasty fucking battle because we have let. I'm not just going to throw it at you, but I fought, by God. I fought all my fucking life. And I fucking have, I've got the fucking, broken bones and the fucking scars to prove it. And with my fucking freedom taken away as a political prisoner. I fought at least some. I've done something. Have you? We'll be right back. Let's go hang out in a mall. All the mall. Smoke is more. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch. We'll haul ass down to the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lame?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay. I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right. She's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces, and I've played them all the same.
but she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic sound in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is 12:51 Pacific Time, and that was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song. And that angel on my left shoulder is gone. Ain't nothing left but fucking pissed off fucking anger and fucking craving for fucking revenge against the people who fucking killed my fucking goddamn wife and killed my fucking nephew. You motherfuckers are going to pay.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for covering the stories about the children. But, you know, if we're not there for them, I don't know who will be. I tried to do some follow-up on the ones of the children being frozen alive for their organs, and I couldn't really find anything, but I ran into some damage control, people saying, oh, it's not true, it's a hoax, you know. But it looked very real and true to me. And we don't know the circumstances of how it came about. Are they just kidnapped and stuck in the ice just like that? I know they're supposed to be alive in order for the organs to be viable for transplant. So it looked like the ultimate sadism and cruelty to me. And, you know, I wanted to say, Henry, that a lot of times I stay above this and I don't let it have a big emotional toll, but lately it's gotten so terrible. And when you think it can't get any more terrible, it gets so much more terrible. And I don't know if it's just as a woman, but, you know, I just feel like even though we haven't hit the big physical fight yet, I just feel like I've been in the infantry all these years, and it feels very anti-woman, like we're perpetually at war. And I know we have to be involved, but it's difficult. So I kind of just wanted to say to anybody out there that might be experiencing the emotional toll of this horrendous cruelty, you know, you're not alone, and our strength will come back to us. But right now I just feel so bombarded by their ugly, horrible sins. So just wanted to say that, Henry.
I appreciate it. You know, Laura, she didn't like to put that stuff up. It bothered her so much reading it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's come to the point. I mean, if that was not real, it would have been taken down so fast and make your head swim. Even though it is real, it'll be taken down. They're not going to admit to, or even if they just run it off, I really don't care. I mean, I've seen so many fucking reports. And what's at the top of the fucking page, I want to see somebody debunk that son of a bitch. You got Hunter Biden with the little fucking girls. You know, why isn't anybody even addressing that? And then a part of that story was that there was an underground facility where they were taking live children. And as far as them putting them in the coolers, and you know, they got to be alive. You know, somebody that goes through the ice, I mean, you can get them out. If you can get them out of the water, I mean, a half hour later, you can resuscitate them. Because it stops all the, slows down everything down to nothing. I mean, even if they seem dead, I mean, they can be resuscitated. I mean, I think up to 30 minutes is what they say for somebody who is drowned, you know, in the ice. So, and I don't know. I mean, of course, we all know that the Chinese harvest organs. I mean, that's no secret. And they've told us it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. But, I mean, how you attack it is, I mean, just living with it is bad. But, I mean, where do you go to get these son of a bitches? You know, I mean, it's come to the point we have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And, Henry, you know, on the Hunter Biden story, the trenches is the only one that has that out there. I mean, every day the internet is loaded with stories about the Bidens and Hunter Biden, and no one is touching it. And by that, if anybody alive doesn't know that we are under an extreme control that only lets us see what they want us to see, you know, then I don't know, they have no brain. The control has gotten epic.
Well, the fight to keep the site up is gotten epic too. We got to do some stuff this weekend, but I mean, what happened? What's going on? You know, because we have to put every comment through. It's just a fucking box, and Chris, we didn't check the box, but then he looked it up, and a lot of people are having this problem. So that I'm going after the server, because everything goes through the server. They're responsible for the security, and we're going to get that. I mean, anything that they can do to try to make us hard to hear, hard to communicate, you know, having to put those all the comments through, it fucks with the conversation people are having, and they know that. But I mean, you son of a bitches, the reason they can't just take this fucking site down, it's because I am an individual free sovereign national, and there's nothing commercial on it. It runs completely on donation. And that's why you can say any fucking thing you want on it, because it is protected under the first article. And if you try fucking with it, I'll find out where your license is. I'll go to the oversight committee. I'll go to the head of that oversight committee, and that's what I'm fixing to do on these son of a bitches at that server if they don't get this fucking fixed. And I'll go to the head of the oversight committee in their personal capacity. They will be served a writ of mandamus, not to fucking the head of the FCC, but rather is Joe. I think it's a bitch up in. They turned that over to some bitch up in Minnesota. I'm not sure. I got to find out. But I mean, until you attack them, I mean, I will order them to take their fucking license away. And the order will be fucking legit, and they fucking know it. They know the order is fucking, they can't disobey it. It's from a higher jurisdiction. But it's going to be interesting. If I have to do it, it'll all be put on the site, and everybody can watch it happen.
Yeah, I'm glad you have a plan of action, Henry, because we're the beacon of light out there. And all my comments have been going to moderation for the last couple of weeks, and I know they don't show up for hours. So
I've been trying to check it every little bit I can, and I'm getting the house cleaned up because I got people coming that are going to help. And I mean, so I try about every 20 minutes when I'm not on the air, you can expect I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to put all the comments to that are, because they're all going to pending. They're not supposed to. And it has a box. You check the box. And then you go down and you put allow, and it shows, throws up binary code. And this is happening to a lot of people. And it's at the server's responsibility for the security of our site. And so I'm going straight. They're going to either fucking fix it or they're going to get a mandamus served. I'm telling them I want their license pulled. And when you do that, when the paperwork is totally lawful and they fucking know it, we'll get it. We'll get it, because we won't stop until we do. That's just how we do things. All right. Anywho, I've had about enough of this for a Thursday. So if it's all right with you guys, ma'am, we're going to call it a program. We're on that high ground, people. I mean, we got to decide, what are we going to do next? We got the moral high ground, man. You cannot say we do not. And to keep sitting here like this, every day we're sitting here like this, children are being killed. Children are being raped. And they're cashing out our fucking country. I mean, our rights are being pissed on. Our rights that we were supposed to die before we let them be pissed on. The rights that were won by our forefathers who fought, I mean, God, with rags wrapped around their bloody feet. That's how important freedom and liberty was to them. And that's why they got it, because they were tough son of a bitches. And we're acting like a bunch of fucking punk cowards. We have the authority and we won't fucking use it. I mean, I've actually been injured fucking using it. But that's what I'm telling you. Fucking, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Let's just fucking do it. We'll see who'll step up and who won't. Anyways, we're going to call that the word from the trenches. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast.